In the village of Tewa, Arizona, kids are dropping in on the half pipe at a new skate park. It's all thanks to Quentin Nasanoyam and his friends.
There wasn't really any place to skate down here. Most of the surrounding areas is just dirt and rocks.
So when the pandemic began and outdoor activity took on new life, the teens got together to start what they called Skate 264.
The Highway 264 is what goes through all the Hopi Reservation.
The idea? To build a safe space for skaters regardless of age or skill.
We saw a whole bunch of skaters that were just like skating on those little makeshift parks, you know, at the basketball courts or on the road or at hospitals or schools, just anywhere that had concrete pretty much. So we thought it would be a good idea to bring a skate park out to Hopi just because we didn't want anybody getting hurt or in trouble, getting into places they shouldn't be trying to skate.
17-year-old Quentin got the idea after he started skating 2 years ago. On a trip through Navajo country, he saw other kids with a better skating scene.
There's some tribes around Phoenix, too, who have gotten some pretty good parks. Whenever I would go to that part of the country, I would see their skate parks, and then I would come back to my reservation, and then there would be nothing here. I thought that was kind of unfair.
The Hopi community rallied behind the teens, and with fundraisers, sponsorships, and merchandise sales, they finally had enough money to build their park and fulfill a dream to bring positive change to the Hopi community.